Hey, little bro. You home?
Ugh. Work was hell. Those freaks at the swimming pool have no sense of shame.
So, what are you up to?
Just chilling, huh?
What are you watching?
Nothing in particular, he says.
What's this? What are you looking at?
You can't be serious, bro.
Infomercials? Really? I knew you were a dork, but not this laptop. That guy's a riot, I tell ya.
Hey bro, you okay?
What's wrong, dude? You're not usually like this.
What about Madeline?
She what?
You're lying. No way she broke up with you.
That fucking bitch. I'll kill her. I'm going to rip...
Huh?
What do you mean I shouldn't be angry? That bitch cheated on my little bro.
Huh? Not my battle. Not my battle. Are you kidding me right now?
You know, if anyone fucks with my little bro, I won't hesitate to...
Oh, you're right. My bad. I never want to see you hurt, you know?
It just pisses me off that she dared to do that to you.
I told you at the beginning of your relationship that if she breaks your heart, I'll break her. You know, I'm a woman of my word.
I just thought you guys were just so in love.
I guess I was wrong. It was just you.
Do you even have to ask? After everything we've been through, you know you can talk to me about anything, bro. Anything.
Hold on, let me get a TV.
Go ahead, start wherever feels right.
Whoa, slow down, deep breaths, okay? Do it with me.
Okay. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. That's it. Good boy.
What? You don't like it when I call you a good boy anymore?
You too mature for my sweet nothings.
It's okay. You'll always be my good boy. Nothing you do or anything anyone else does will ever change that.
Now, you want to keep talking about that ex of yours?
Yeah, I'm kind of tired from work. But you can always count on me to listen.
Go ahead, baby bro.
Remember, deep breaths.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You were in love with her. Everything seemed fine. Did she ever make you feel like her heart wasn't in it at any point?
No?
Not ever?
Damn, I know you guys would always be out and about together.
The it couple, as Mom would call you guys. You guys would always be seeing a movie or going to a sports event somewhere.
Yeah, how could I forget about the dinner dates?
Those were every weekend too. I always thought that stuff like that would bring you closer together as a couple. But I guess I was wrong.
You told me once that you caught her eyeing another guy when you guys were out.
You asked her to stop, and she said she would. We both believed her. No doubt she lied to us both. After all the effort you put into your relationship with her, she turns around and does this. She never appreciated all that you did for her. I knew something was up with that girl. I'm sorry. I know I told you when you first got together that I didn't have a good feeling about her, but then you told me to stop. I did. I wish I hadn't. Hey, don't cry. It'll be okay. It'll be okay. Don't you ever say that again. You are worthy. You are worthy of love. She just made the biggest mistake of her life breaking up with you like that. You are amazing, smart, and so fucking kind. And it baffles me that she couldn't see that. Come here. Lay in my arms. You know, if it wasn't for you, little bro, I don't know where I'd be. Don't act surprised. You know what you did. What you did for us. For me. We never had the greatest childhood, did we? Mom and Dad kinda sucked. Okay, they really sucked. Instead of them waking us up for school, it was always us waking them up for whatever. They'd be drunk around us all the time. They hardly ever seemed to give a damn about us, their children. Instead of them cooking our meals, we had to scrounge around and find our own with whatever shitty scraps were left in the cabinets. Sometimes we had enough. Most times, we didn't. If it weren't for the kindness of our teachers and our friends, we probably would have gone hungry even more often than we already did. They did so much for us growing up. We owe them a lot. If it weren't for you, though, we wouldn't have anyone to thank. Don't you remember how timid I was? How goddamn nervous I was just to tell someone that at school we were fine, but at home my brother and I were starving almost every single day. I had my moments. Moments where I forgot about my shyness and realized that, as an older sibling, I had to take charge and be there for you. For whatever reason, though, speaking up was just so hard, even with all we were going through. But then, he stepped up. He made sure we could get all the help we could. He let the teachers know, parents know, and even CPS. Honestly, I was scared. Not even because our parents were not there for us, but because when all those people got involved, it felt like it was getting real. With our parents, it just felt normal. Like being starved and them telling us they didn't care about us or love us was just how it was always going to be. I always just thought that us having a roof over our heads, crumbling as it was enough. Enough for us to say, at least they care about us a little. I was so wrong. So wrong. You remember that Christmas a couple of years ago, when you tried to fix the hole? It finally caved in when it hailed like crazy. That shitty old roof. You went over to the neighbors, asked for some tools, climbed up the side of the house, got on your hands and knees, and went to work. You spent weeks on that hole. It seemed like you weren't making much progress those first couple of days. I said you should just give up, that it would be okay because she had some blankets and candles. But you said you loved me and you didn't want me to be cold. I still was, but with each passing day, I could feel the warmth closing in around me as we got closer and closer to patching up our roof. My little brother 15 years old and fixing shingles with old scraps like nobody's business. I got a job by then, but retail clerk ain't exactly the highest paying job. I hate to say it, but I miss those days a little bit. It felt like you and me against the world, except our parents were alive and still kicking. I can't believe that it was 4 years ago. You're all grown up now. You have so much going for you. You studied so hard for all those tests and college entrance exams when we weren't worrying about where our next meal was coming from. You were up all night cranking out essays and studying for your APs and passing with flying colors. I thought you were Superman. You could do anything. Shut up. I always thought it would be you looking up to me. Not the other way around. I wish my ex-boyfriends were like you. What? That's not weird to say. I know you know that all my exes were walking, talking pieces of shit. It's no secret. If even one of them was more like you, they'd probably still be together. What do you mean you don't know? Have you been ignoring me this whole time? Let me spell it out for you again. You're smart, hardworking, responsible, and you're cute as hell. Baby, bro, you deserve everything and more. That bitch doesn't know what she missed out on. You're the best. What about me? Well, you know me, bro. It's too late for me. I was a shitty student, you know that. I was so caught up in worrying about you and our family, or lack thereof, that I neglected my work. You're right, I do have my GED, so I guess that's something. That's a good idea, I look into it. I mean, we'll look into it, together. There you go again, inspiring me. You just can't help yourself, can you? Listen, there is something I gotta tell you. I wasn't kidding when I said I wish my exes were like you. No, that's not it. Something else. Something I'm not sure how you'll react to, but I need to say it anyway, because if I don't know, I regret it. I have feelings for you, dude. Before you say anything, let me explain myself. I know it's gross, and I know it's weird for me to have these feelings for my own brother, but fuck. After this conversation, I just can't hold it in any longer. I love you. And I don't mean in a, oh, they're such close siblings, how sweet, kind of way. I mean in an, I want to spend the rest of my life with you, kind of way. Please, little bro, say something. Anything. I know it's wrong. I just... You have been my rock for so long, and I just can't imagine myself not being with you. No, don't give me that look. Don't make me feel like I'm crazy when I know I'm not. I'm only telling you this because it's what's in my heart. We can share everything, remember? Not this? No. Baby bro, don't say that. I want you. I need you. Please, just be mine. I want to belong to you. You can't? Why not? I get why you're shocked, but think about it. How many times have I told you you mean the world to me? How many times have I told you that I would be nothing without you? How many times? I love you. I love you. I love you. No, I'll never stop saying it. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I'm going to say it for as long as it takes. I'll say it till my mouth goes dry and I'll keep going. I'll say it till it gets through your thick skull that I'm in love with you. I love you! I am in love with you. I know it seems scary and I know it seems crazy, but I can do everything for you. Do you need a shoulder to cry on? I'll always be there. You want someone to hug and hold you? I'll never disappear. You want someone to fuck you and make love to you endlessly? I'm right here. I want to be all those things for you. Let me be there for...
I don't understand. I was just hoping and praying you wouldn't ask me to leave or something. Do you really want me back? I make a good argument? Oh, fuck off. You just heard the last part. Wait. Do you really want everything? You want to take me out on dates? What? Really? You want me to hold you and kiss you? You want me to make love to you too? Oh, brother, I'm so happy. I've loved you for so long, I never told you anything because I didn't want things to be awkward between us and, well, you know. But now that you're over 18, we can be together. Yes, I know. The way I feel about you isn't exactly accepted by society. And what I'm about to do to you isn't either. But now we can hide it. No one has to know about us. Not your school, not my work, and certainly not our parents. Oh man, what am I even saying? We have zero reason to ever go back to that house again. They are so zooted right now that we could probably fuck right in front of them, and they would think they were watching some foreign TV show or something. Go on, baby. Let's go to my room. Just how much I wanted you. Yeah. Get on the bed. Last year, when you turned 18, it was the first time I masturbated to the thought of you. It was after the birthday party. Me and your friends planned it at the movies. Your favorite place. After the movies, I came home and I almost lost control. You looked... so handsome. Your cologne was just right. I ran to my room and locked myself in. I just had to stick my hand in my panties and started touching myself. Yeah. Take your cock out. I had to put my hand over my mouth because it felt so good. If I didn't cover my mouth, he most definitely would have hurt me. Heard you what? He asked. Heard me coming, my brains out, you dork. I usually never get very wet when I chill off, but then I thought about you. My pussy was soaked. Do you hear me? You made me feel incredible and you didn't even know it. Now, it's my turn. I'm gonna get on top of you. Stick your dick in me. Put it in slowly, though. I want to appreciate every inch of you. Yes, it feels like I've been waiting ages for this moment. Part of you all wrap up inside of a part of me. It feels so amazing. I can't still feel you growing inside me.
You really want me just as bad as I want you, huh? It's so hard to concentrate on your cock. It's driving me crazy. You keep going in and out of me so gently. It feels amazing, little bro. You fill me up so well. No one I've ever been with has been able to make me feel so whole. Look into your eyes. Riding your cock, it just feels right, doesn't it? I know it. I feel a little weird sometimes. Yeah. Looking into the eyes of the girl you're having sex with, only for that same girl to be your sister. I only just started, and I still can't believe I'm fucking my own brother right now. But I promise, those feelings of awkwardness and doubt will pass soon. Before long, us fucking and making love to each other will be just as normal and natural as when we hang out. Just watch, you'll see. I want to show you just how much I want you. With that look in your face, you know how much I want you. It just feels too damn good. What? You want to switch positions? Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Lay next to me and put your arms around me. Now, stick it in. No, that's okay. Just a little unexpected is all. I can feel even deeper inside when you spoon me. You're going so fast, babe. No, I like it. I like it. I keep going. My pussy's getting even wetter. You're like in out of me so well. It feels so good. Little bro, can I ask you something? Could you call me Mommy? I know it's even weirder now, but I'm the only one making it weird. So you're okay with it? Yeah, thanks, little bro. Yeah, flick me. Flick Mommy just like that. Slam that dick nice and hard inside Mommy's pussy. Come on. Oh, is Mommy's pussy just feel all over your cock? Feels good, huh? That's because Mommy's pussy is made for a special boy. It's made for you. The way your dick seems to perfectly hit Mr. Fix with every single us, it's like you're gonna break me, but it feels incredible. The way my pussy creams all over your dick, it never did for anyone else. That's all you, baby. That's all you. Oh, fuck. Are you getting close? No, I want you to come somewhere else. Inside me. Yeah, I know what will happen, and I want it. Want it. Only it's from you, and only if you want it. You do? I never thought you'd say yes. I mean, with your school and all, and my job, do you really think we could do it? Do you really think we could raise a child together? Our child? Do you really think so? Yay! I love you, Liberal. Oh, just like that. Go faster. Come inside your mommy. Come inside your big sis. You can do it. I know you can. Yes. Look. You just came inside of me. You just came inside of your big sister. We're gonna have babies. I can almost feel them. I can almost feel them swimming inside me. Moving carefully to reach their destination on a journey started. Thank you. Thank you for everything, little bro. No. No, don't move. Don't pull out. Keep it inside me. I want as much of you as possible in me. Keep warming me like it did all those years ago. I'm glad Madeline broke up with you because that means you're all mine. I can't wait to have your babies.